we've got that one covered off. The other guy I'm a little more worried about. There'll be 29 guys with a plan, and he's got 100 points, so there's your plan. That's how good he is, and we will try to have the right people on the ice, and here comes the list, you know, time and space, smart with the puck, all the things that you try to do against that player and the people around him. And that's the other part of a player like Sidney Crosby. It's not the Sidney Crosby show, even though I understand why Chris Kunitz is on the gold medal team, and he's not just a sidekick here. This guy is a good, aggressive, gritty, smart player. So being aware of the people around him, and again, he's got 100 points for a reason. An awareness of the adversity, which has kind of been the theme here. Five-game trip, body's not feeling quite as fresh as it does, time changes. Those are the things that we're dealing with, wanting to build on, learning how to, start those games on time and start them at the right energy level. That clearly was a big theme off the LA game. So continue on the themes and be ready. No, I mean, you know what? They're on the board, all right? So we don't use that as part of our prep meeting. The adversity or our challenges wouldn't change based on where we are in the standings, except we would ask a lot more questions about the pressure. So we will apply our own pressure in the room to make sure they're ready.
Would you like to get Michael Hutchinson in the game for what he's already done with the team in his backup role so far?
I do have an interest in seeing him play a game. Both getting better. So Shifley and Wright may get skating in the next couple of days. So that's up to the docs to see where they're at. Bogosian is getting better. It tells you a whole lot, doesn't it? Al and Keaton in the same manner. So we're just waiting for kind of till we feel we can put them on the ice. Yeah, I'm telling you guys feathers here. I'm giving you nothing. Everybody's getting better. The guys that aren't on the ice aren't quite good enough to be out there.
Well, Eric Tangrady is a guy, going back to his time in Pittsburgh, seemed to have kind of a hard time figuring out what kind of player he is. What have you seen from him, and what's the best way to describe how you're using him, what you want to see from him?
Okay, so when I came in, we were fairly healthy. So, right. And when you say that, it reminds me that I got to check what I did to these guys. But we were healthy, and he was out. Right, and then comes back into the lineup, and I don't know that he distinguished himself for other players that were fighting for that role for a period of time, went out and then came back in and played very well. He looked faster, he was physical, and he made some plays. So that was starting to differentiate, and again came back in and out, and then goes back in when we had an injury, scores a goal, confidence comes back. And now he's in on the forecheck, he's controlling the puck in the offensive zone, and that's what his role is for us here. We're trying to develop some sort of fourth line identity. We've got a really, really good face-off man in Jimmy Slater, so that's important to our team. I didn't play four lines very much early on, knowing the Olympic break was coming, and I thought maybe our top nine had slightly dipped in terms of game shape. I'm not talking about overall conditioning. I'm just talking about, so I played those top three guys hard for a while. So the fourth really didn't have much of a chance. And we've got Anthony Peluso there who does, you know, a couple of things. I mean, he's another guy who's big, he can skate, and he can handle the puck a little bit. And clearly he can take care of his teammates. So I'd like some identity. Two big guys on the wings, get the puck in, rattle around and control it. He's capable of doing that. And he's also capable of making some plays. So finding that balance in his game of those guys, I mean, they always kind of feel like if they just put some points up, right? If they could just put some points up, they'd get the opportunity to third. And what I'd like them to do is get really good at being where they are. And then there will be an opportunity. And I think you've seen that with Matt Halaschuk's a player that kind of has that concept down, so that when an opportunity came in to play with Odell and Kane, he went in there and banged in some points and scored some goals for us. So that I want him to get good at the fourth line role. And when the opportunity comes, and it always does over the course of the year, that then he clearly is the guy that gets that top nine chance.
Is that the four lines? Is that a philosophy? Like you see some teams
Right.
Getting after guys right around 10 minutes quite often.
Right.
Teams don't. Like, where do you come in on that? Would you like to use?
Yeah, I would like to have. I would like to have a fourth line that you could play those minutes. And I think Jimmy Slater, you know, he wasn't healthy for an awfully long time. He has a big impact on that. Can your fourth line center win faceoffs? This guy clearly can, so you have a lot better. You know, sometimes he's the best option on the left side to go out for a defensive zone draw. So if you can get your fourth line where you're saying, yeah, that's the line I want on the ice on that side, then you're gonna go from that's 4 to 6 minutes easy. If they're killing penalties, Jimmy will get more time as well. And I'm starting to get a number in terms of minutes on our top nine guys. There's certain minutes that for certain players, when they play over, they don't play as well. There's a drop off for each guy at a certain number, and I'm still figuring out what that number is. So, but I think here we got to be looking at 7 minutes for these guys. And then some days, like on the road in Phoenix, we just ran four lines till the end of the game, and the power play and penalty kill and changed the minutes on those. But that was a four line game. Not for me now, because the Pittsburgh Penguins aren't exactly the way they'll look when they're a team, and neither are we. You know, I mean, I'm not comparing the two, but Mark Scheifele's very important piece to our team, as Evgeny Malkin is to the Pittsburgh Penguins. So not to tell us what we're going to see tonight. I watch Pittsburgh play a fair amount because there's a bunch of guys there I like. I've coached. I had Evgeny in Magnitogorsk and just was absolutely amazed at his work ethic in practice. By far, and didn't need to be. We were in Magnitogorsk, you know. I mean, there's no cameras there, and he was such a fantastic example of professionalism and a great leader for those young guys. UC Jokinen is one of my all-time favorite pros, just personality-wise and the things that he went through. To be a good pro, and he's on the perfect team for his abilities. I had Rand and Sutter as a young man, big fan of his too. And when he was a 20-year-old, well, geez, 18, 19, we were a little thin at center ice at times. And we'd go on the road and we'd start him, and the other team would lick their chops and throw out their best players. And we went on a nice little run on the road before they figured out this guy's pretty good defensively. And had Craig for a long time there. When we first came. So there's a bunch of guys. I watch this team play a lot. I've seen them get rolling and what it looks like, and it's going to be a good challenge for us tonight.
How would you describe, since you've taken over, Kane's game from your perspective? I know he's had to deal with injuries,
right,
that sort of thing, but the goals happen to be coming.
Right.
The way that they have them in the past, I think that's a byproduct of the line changes.
Yeah, I think the big function here with Evander. There's a clip in the Phoenix game in the D zone coverage where they go three high and he does it perfectly. He goes back and holds the lane on the center D, and so on. There's improvements in that part of the game for us. But you can relate him in a little bit to Dustin Byfuglien, because both of those guys, their point production changed on the center ice changes. And for a while there, when Kane was playing with Scheifele and Wheeler, there were some numbers there, and there were chances, and there were posts. And Dustin's offensive production wasn't quite where it was. And then the flips came, so now Evander and Eric Odell's been good, but we've run a bunch of different guys, Frolik, all those guys after the injury to Scheifele, that whoever kind of hasn't played on Wheeler's wing, other side, their numbers are down. But there's improvements in parts of the game that I'm more happy with. He's going to, when we get healthy and those kind of things and our lines get sorted out, he's just going to generate offense on those, you know, his speed and that shot alone. Halichuk's figured him out. Kaner's got the puck below the hash marks. Halichuk knows exactly where that thing's going, and so he's figured that out. It's getting the right mix. I'm not as concerned about his offensive production right now.
Do